Welcome to San Francisco Ballet's Meet the Artist. My name is Catherine Barkman, and I'm a soloist at San Francisco Ballet. This podcast series of Meet the Artist interviews is your chance to get to know us, the dancers, musicians, designers, and choreographers at SF Ballet, as we discuss our lives, the process in the studio, performances on stage, and more. Join us for Meet the Artist interviews live and in person in the Opera House before Friday and Sunday performances. Or tune in all season long to hear podcast recordings of San Francisco Ballet's Meet the Artist interviews. Enjoy!
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this afternoon's performance of Swan Lake. You're lucky that you're getting to see the last performance of this particular program. And I know someone's going to make sure that I'm loud enough. Can you all hear? Is it doing well? Good. Welcome to this afternoon's Meet the Artist interview. I'm Mary Wood for the San Francisco Ballet, and I am beyond delighted that I'm going to be in conversation with principal dancer Nikisha Fogo. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
I want to introduce Nikisha a little bit. She was raised in Sweden. Her parents were dancers and ran a hip-hop studio. There might be more to say about that. She studied, her early study was at the Royal Swedish Ballet, and then following an entry at the Prix de Lausanne, she received a scholarship to the Royal Ballet of England, where she finished her training, before going off to join the Vienna State Ballet. After a couple of years in the corps, she was promoted to demi-soloist, and then another year as a soloist, and in 2018 as what we would call a principal dancer. And then somehow or other, she was spirited away from Europe and joined San Francisco Ballet in 2020. Spoiler alert, 2020 should ring bells. So we are ever so pleased that we have now been able to see you do lots of dancing. And of course, she has appeared the last couple of weeks in the principal role of Odette and Odile. So more about Swan Lake in a minute. I want to go back to hip hop. So that was kind of your introduction to the dance world. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I started just dancing, always like as I wanted to, and I started off dancing hip-hop, jazz, tap, everything but ballet, and I absolutely loved it. I still sometimes take a hip-hop class just for fun, and when I was a kid, I would watch my parents teach and pick up the choreography from when I was sitting. So. And when I was 9 years old, I had seen the Vienna New Year's concert on the TV. I don't know if you've seen it. And I loved it. I was like, what is this? And I was dancing and twirling, and I asked my parents to like lift me and do pas de deux with me. And then I found out that there was a ballet school. And at the ballet school, we would have the academics together with dance. So for me, I was like, that's amazing. I want to dance all the time. So I begged my parents to audition, and I did it. And yeah, the rest is history, I guess.
So just a follow-up to that. You say you still take a hip-hop class now and then.
Yeah.
Does that, now it's become really quite an establishment thing. It's not as out there as we used to think. Does hip-hop influence your performance as a ballet dancer and vice versa?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like being able to move in all types of ways helps me with my ballet. Because I guess it brings a different view to what I'm doing. And I feel like I don't feel as stiff, you know, like other movements require different, you know, ways of moving, and I can implicate it in my ballet. Yeah.
Moving on to 2020, I believe that we read that you auditioned for Helgi Thomasson, and he was, of course, very eager to have you come, and you were hired and I guess got your plane ticket, and then it was 2020. How on earth did you assimilate into our company with all of that? I know we're all kind of tired of hearing pandemic lockdown stories, but this is good.
Yeah, it was definitely a strange time to move across the world, and I didn't know anyone here in San Francisco. I'd never been here before. I didn't know what neighborhood to live in, and just came here with my two suitcases. And during that time, I didn't really get to meet the whole company because we were working in pods, and I didn't really know what anyone really looked like either because we were all wearing masks. So that was an interesting time in my life to also meet new friends, and you know, but right now it's all good. Like I know everyone at work, and I have a lot of friends in the company. Everyone's so nice, and yeah.
And you definitely all gather together in the studio at the bar.
Yeah, right now, yeah.
The time that you have been here, we've seen you in so many different parts, both classical and contemporary, and in between. I just want to read a quote from an article that was written about you. She says, "It is almost inaccurate to call Fogo a ballerina. She considers herself a dancer. Movement is her first language, not ballet, enabling her to physically code switch." I thought that was great. So you have now achieved dancing the full length Swan Lake, the Swan Queen and dual role. And this was your first experience doing the whole thing, right?
Mm. Yeah, it was my first time doing the role of Odette and Odile. And these roles, it's like so iconic. It's, yeah. I feel like it's kind of the, I don't know, like the graduation of being a principal ballerina. It feels like such an achievement. So obviously I was very nervous, but also super excited to take on these roles because they require very different physicality and emotion to take them on. Like Odette, she's softer and more delicate and vulnerable. She's still strong, but in a different way, more liquid, I guess, in her movements. And Odile, she's more mischievous and like having more fun, I guess, and just doesn't take it as serious. So I really, I don't know, enjoyed switching between the two characters. Yeah.
That makes me curious about, as I said, you've danced such a wide range of roles. Well, I have two questions. I'll start with the one about styles. Some dancers find one of those halves of the character maybe a favorite or easier, and that sometimes can relate to your own favorites among contemporary dance versus classic dance. So now backing up yet another step, do you really feel more at home or comfortable in a contemporary role or in a classic role?
That's a hard question because I really enjoy both. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not what you want to hear, yeah. But I don't know. Like there's both give me different things. Like in ballet, it feels. I feel very accomplished when I finish the ballet and the part because there's so many different check marks that you have to achieve in each ballet, right? There's the fouettés, there's the pirouettes, but in more of a contemporary ballet, I feel maybe more free in that sense that I can interpret the movements how I want to make them more personal. Mm. And I can do that in ballet too, but there's more of a limit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm.
And so back to now Swan Lake, and again, backing up a few steps, have you danced other roles in the ballet on your way to achieving this?
Yeah, so my first ever role in Swan Lake was in the Royal Swedish production. I was a page, and I must have been like 10 years old. And in that production, little pages, we sit and we watch the whole of third act. And I loved it. I think that must have been one of the first times I've seen Swan Lake. And I was so inspired to see the ballerina doing Odile, and I really wanted to do that part. I've also done the Cygnets and Hungarian, and what else have I done? Pas de Cinq, which is the equivalent of Pas de Trois here. I did the Nureyev version in the company I was in. And also, obviously, the 24 Swans. The first time I ever did the 24 Swans was with the Royal Ballet in London, and when I saw my name on the list on the casting, I cried. I was so happy. It was like a dream come true.
So every core girl learns to do those arms.
Yeah.
I was fascinated. And we were laughing about this backstage. I was fascinated to see in your repertoire list the Cygnets, the four, what we call the four little swans. And if we've noticed, we consider Nikisha to be tall. You told me that's not the case necessarily.
No, I'm actually not that tall. Everyone thinks I'm really tall. I'm like 164 centimeters. I don't know, like 5'4".
Can you translate
four.
To that, Americans?
Like 5'4". I don't think that's super tall, no?
I'm 5'4". You've got to be taller than I am.
Maybe 5'6". Is that 5'6"? I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay.
Because I'm European.
Okay, sorry. So anyway, so here she is being this tall, long-limbed swan queen, but you were one of the four little swans.
Yes, so in the company I was in before, I was one of the shortest people. Yeah.
Right. Well, so you have practiced all of that music, you've practiced all those steps, and then we actually did get to see you on video, on Zoom, if you were tuning in, do the White Swan Pas de Deux in our virtual gala a couple years ago. So you've been building up to this. I'm very interested in your interpretations of both Odette and Odile, and how you studied your coaching, how you learned the roles, and what were some of the meaningful things that you learned along the way.
I feel like this particular role has kind of been a long time coming. Since the pandemic, I did the Pas de Deux, and I was supposed to have my debut in 2022 when we did it last time, but I unfortunately got injured. So I had a lot of time to figure it out, I guess. But I have looked at a lot of different ballerinas to gather inspiration from them, and kind of pick and choose what I like about it and how I can interpret it within myself. So I have a whole folder on my Instagram that I saved for just me and privately, of videos that I saved. Of Marinella Nunes and like among other amazing ballerinas to pick the qualities that I enjoy from them, and yeah, so that's kind of how I go towards that. I'm a very visual person, so looking at others and all the other Odettes here in the company, they're really inspiring. And coaching, I've been working with Helgi right now for this time around, which has been really nice. And Tamara a little bit, and Joanna Berman.
Yeah. Many of us remember Joanna Berman as one of our great favorite Odettes from back when.
Yeah.
When a coach is working with you, you've obviously learned the steps. But how do the coaches perhaps bring out your personality?
That's a good question. I feel like I would try something and then they would tell me, okay, maybe try it this way, or the feeling should be that you're holding on to this moment, or they would communicate to me what's missing, or, you know, what I can think about. And then we have a conversation about it, which I love to discuss.
A question, and I may be anticipating what somebody else will ask. We have seen, I think, 4 Swan Queens this last couple weeks. Each of you is a little bit different, maybe even quite a bit different. Are there actual differences in choreography or timing or transitions that you are allowed individually?
Maybe not. We are encouraged to, you know, be ourselves in this role, how we interpret it. But the, like I said earlier, with ballet, it's very structured. So we're all working within the same frame, but because we're so different, it looks different, which I think is amazing with ballet and with movement, that you can come to all the shows and it will be a completely different thing. And I love that.
And our conductors and the orchestra are just right with each of you. That's one of the things I've always admired so much.
Yeah.
We're getting to a moment when we like to invite questions, and you're happy to take some questions. And let me just review for those of you who may have come in late. We are having a wonderful conversation with principal dancer Nikisha Fogo, who has been performing Odette Odile in Swan Lake this last couple of weeks. And goodness sakes, we hope for years to come. It's one of those ballets that does not go away. I was going to remind you, I will take your question and then I'll repeat it, because as you know, these conversations are recorded and they will appear on our website later as a podcast. You can search down the page and find where to click on podcasts. Before we take our first question, this is my favorite. In your opinion, why is Swan Lake the ultimate ballet, and why do we sell out every performance and do it multiple times? Why do people come back to Swan Lake?
There's a lot of factors. The music is beautiful. The score gives me chills every time. I don't get sick of it. It's very revealing. The core looks amazing. The whole company is very on display. Mm-hmm. Not only the principals, but the whole company throughout. And I think that's it. Like, also, you know, the costumes, everything. I think just the whole ballet is iconic, so. Yeah.
We love a spectacle.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, now we're ready for some questions, and I see you have one. The question is a great one. How difficult is it for you to project the opposite characters of Odette and Odile?
I don't know. I really had a lot of fun doing both parts for different reasons. So Odile she's very playful, and you can kind of, I mean, I have fun in both parts, but you can be more, I don't know, mischievous, and like the arms are a little bit more sharp. And in Odette, she's softer, and there's the way you move your head is different. Like in that, through your movements, you show the different characters, if that makes sense. I don't know. I love acting on stage, and I feel like being able to portray two roles feels really good because you can really play on that and with acting.
This is a tricky question. She's mentioning the Hollywood and dramatic portrayals of ballet companies as being competitive and perhaps even cutthroat and nasty and all those terrible things. So she's asking you, is that your experience? She will be diplomatic, but what do you have to say about that?
No, I feel like ballerinas have a little bit of a bad rep because of Hollywood. But in my experience, everyone is very supportive of each other. Like everyone, I don't know, I feel like the togetherness of the company feels very strong. And especially, you know, coming into this company from the outside, I could really see that when I was on the outside. I feel like we are all very supportive of each other. And even in the other company I was a part of, I had the same feeling. I had my friends, and we were all very supportive and happy for each other and lifting each other up. Because I feel like, obviously there's a little bit of competition, I guess, but it's more of not a nasty competition. I feel like it's good competition in that sense. Like we push each other to be better.
Good, thank you. Right. Okay, several questions. Yeah? This is a wonderful question, and we should have actually included it in our earlier conversation. She's asking about a partnership. He's mentioning partnership and the fact that you have danced this last week with three performances with Aaron Rubison, and how do you form that kind of wonderful partnership? And fair warning, we have 1 minute.
Okay. Well, Aaron and I have been able to build a really nice partnership because we've danced a lot together since I joined, and we've become friends, and I feel like that really translates on stage when you can trust your partner. I feel like when I look into his eyes when we're on stage, I see him there. And I feel like that's really important, that you have that connection with your partner. And it's a really good feeling to have a dance partner that you feel really secure with. And I know that he won't drop me.
That's definitely a good feeling.
Yeah.
But that sense of friendship, I think, is very important. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm sorry, we do have to wrap up. You are going to have a wonderful experience this afternoon seeing the full-length Swan Lake. I want to thank you so much and kind of officially welcome you now to this little land of being one of the dancers that we can have conversations with and learn more about the rep and about
thank
your
you,
performances.
Thank you. I really enjoy dancing to the San Francisco audience. And thank you so much for coming and supporting us here.
Thank you. Enjoy the performance.
Thank you for listening to San Francisco Ballet's Meet the Artist. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. To learn more about SF Ballet or to attend in-person Meet the Artist interviews and performances, visit sfballet.org. See you at the ballet.